FM 90.3 WJTL, your place for Christ Community Music with Rhett Walker Band. Say hello, and hello to you, Nick, at night with you. And I told you that we were going to be speaking a little later on with Landry Cantrell. And I do, I found him. Landry, welcome to Nick at Night.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad you're here. We're going to talk about some of the lyrics that he's written. We're going to talk about Projections, which is the album that you will find now. Plus, how you can find him. We're going to talk a little God's Not Dead, A Light in the Darkness soundtrack, too. And you can find him by going to LandryCantrell.com, and you can connect to him through all the other social media. Can I call it a web? Is that weird?
Yeah, I think that's appropriate. Platforms, maybe?
Platforms. Thank you. I'll take platforms for 200.
Yeah.
Well, this Deeper Love is the song that we've been playing lately. It's a brand new song for us off Projections, and you released Projections last year.
I did.
Such a great album. And I told you that I wanted to talk to you about the cover. If you see the cover of Landry Cantrell's album, and you'll see it at LandryCantrell.com, there's sort of a red hue over an image of you, and the album's called Projections. When I first look at that picture, Landry, the cover really reminds me of being in a dark room and developing a picture, and then how Projections connects with projector. And I thought, you know, I wonder, these songs are really like a picture, a musical picture into your life.
Absolutely. That's the inspiration for the entire concept of calling the album Projections, is because essentially these are my thoughts, my emotions, my feelings kind of like projected out into the world. So it's kind of like a play on words, like my, projecting like an image of what's going on in my head.
Yeah, it was the right title to land on. Did you struggle through different titles?
What's that?
Did you struggle through different titles, or did you know going in you wanted?
Know, there were a couple of songs that I thought making like a title track, you know how that happens a lot, and that's totally cool. But for me, this album, I wanted the title to kind of encapsulate all the songs. And so I was kind of trying to think of something, a word that I could use that meant projections. And Projections came to me, and I was like, I knew right away that's what I was going to call this album.
Perfectly titled. Now, I typically don't read many the lyrics. I'd like to read some from Before You and some from Gravity.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm going to start with Before You.
That.
Might be cool. One that the listeners are most familiar with here, Before You at WJTL, spun in 2017. Red scars deep inside of my chest where I open up my heart. So cold and afraid to take a chance when every chance has left its mark. Oof. That's just the opening phrase into the song. I feel like if the listener is not ready to dive in deep with you to the chorus, tell us a little bit about some of these marks across your life, musically or personally, that when you look at Projections, you sort of have tapped into these different time periods in life. What are a couple of those?
I think that line in particular just talks about taking chances with music. I think that's where that came from for me. So oftentimes, like, we have these opportunities and they look like they're going to be amazing, they look like they're going to be a career defining moment, and then they're not. And so being an artist, being a dreamer, that's a really hard thing to take, to realize that something you've placed a lot of merit in isn't what you thought it was going to be. And so for me, being afraid to take a chance because every chance has left its mark, meaning that other times that I was brave enough to make the step, to take the leap, that it left me with a scar. And so now, being a little bit older than I was the first time taking that chance, I'm a little bit more reserved, I guess, more skeptical, more careful. And that's just kind of an honest moment there in the first lyric.
I love that. The following lyric is, naming all my demons, I was used to feeling low, and I stopped believing.
Yeah.
You know, I think that that's such, I look back on my life and I see some of the things that have truths that I've believed are truth, but they're not. And I sort of put them on myself.
Really. I love that. Yeah, I love that you want to talk about these lyrics. I don't think I've talked about them with anyone. People just want to talk about, like, the catchy part, the hook. But that lyric in particular is one that I kind of want to emphasize and explain, because it says, I was so comfortable with naming all my demons. Just like kind of saying, these are my afflictions and I'm comfortable with them. I've become used to them. I know them by name by now. We're comfortable. I'm not going to move from this place. And so that's kind of what inspired that line.
It's fantastic. And I'm sorry I stumbled over it when I read it. The way you said it was so perfect. And I want the listeners to go ahead and hear this in song. So right now we'll go to Landry Cantrell's song, Before You, off Projections. Once again, you can find out more about him at LandryCantrell.com. You can connect there to the other social media platforms, LandryCantrell.com. Here's Before You. We'll be back with Landry Cantrell next on FM 90.3 WJT. Your place for Christ community music. FM 90.3 WJTL, Landry Cantrell's song from Projections. It's called Before You. You can find out more about Landry Cantrell at LandryCantrell.com. And we have him here with us tonight on the show. And so glad to be talking music with him. Before You is the name of that song. We're also going to talk about Gravity, a song from Projections. Plus, we have Deeper Love from Landry Cantrell coming up a little bit later. Now, Landry Cantrell, you are signed with Dream Records. I can't help but notice that you had talked about Dreams before then. You feel like you found your home base as far as record labels are concerned?
Yeah, absolutely. Dream Records has just been such a cool place for me, allowing me so much creative freedom. And it's just a great spot, like, for a dreamer to be signed to. So I think it's named so appropriately.
Speaking of dreams, sometimes little girls have big dreams about, you know, growing up and getting married. And you've recently got married. Do you know your wife's story about what she thought about getting married?
What she thought about getting married?
Yeah. Did she dream about it when she was younger?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's just a thing that girls do, right?
And I'm not going to answer that.
From a guy's point of view, that's not something a guy thinks about until later in life. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's when you're dating somebody and a girl starts talking about marriage, I think a lot of times guys take it the wrong way. We take it as pressure, but really it's just something that they've been talking about. And so now we're just a part of that conversation.
True.
So it's just such a crazy thing. Like the difference in thought process between a guy and a girl and the way that they think about marriage, you know?
Yes. Now, the Cantrells have been married for 1 year. And speaking of the different ways that you see things, have you run into some differences there in that first year of marriage?
You know what? My wife is the best, and she's so laid back. And we're both pretty chill and laid back. So our disagreements are just so low-key at this point. And I'm not saying they're going to stay like that forever because I've only been married a year, so I'm no pro at all. But this first year of marriage has just been beyond anything I could have imagined it would be. Honestly.
I am so glad for you. And later on, honestly, I'm going to weep tears of joy for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I tell you, if I could revert, you know, I don't think anybody could pay me enough to do my first year of marriage over again.
And if really?
No. And if you ask my husband, same thing. So I guess we weren't, what did you describe you and your wife, laid back? I guess Jeff and I just were not laid back.
So Kelsey and I dated for a long time before we got married, and we had a long distance relationship. Mm-hmm. So I think that the little issues and stuff that would have come up in this first year of marriage with like communicating and all of that got ironed out those first couple years of dating, because with a long distance, if you don't communicate, like, you pretty much have no relationship. So we're super good at communication. And I think that has been like a key thing that's really just helped this first year go smoothly.
Well, tell me, do you have a dog yet?
We don't have a dog, and that's hilarious. Everyone wants us to get a dog.
No,
we've
don't get a dog.
So No. We don't want a dog. We don't want it. Like, everyone's like, the moment we're married, right? We just said I do. We just walked down the aisle. We came back to the reception, and everyone's like, you should get a dog. You should have a kid. And we're like, guys, what? No, like, if I don't want the responsibility of having a dog. My brother has dogs, and I've seen what it takes.
Yes.
And he needs a sitter when he goes out of town.
Yes.
No thanks.
You know what? And I'll just say that the dog, I think, helped our first year of marriage, but ooh, it was something else. But now we're at 24 years, so, you know.
So maybe a dog is a secret to success right there. Maybe we should get a dog.
I don't know. It sounds like you guys are doing good.
We don't want to be tied down to the house. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
We want to be able to jump out on the weekend and go to the beach or whatever.
Yes, and see, you have the Holy Spirit within you. You can just take him with you. With a dog, that's a whole nother commitment.
Exactly. Exactly. I'll stick with the Holy Spirit.
Amen. That's
fine
good.
By us.
Gravity. I want to talk about gravity. It's on Projections. We're talking to Landry Cantrell, and you can find him at LandryCantrell.com. Connect with him on all his social platforms that way. There's a particular set of lyrics in Gravity that, you know, really just sort of hit me in a new way. And I wish that I would have taken to heart this thing about God in this way. And so I love the way that it's been put here. So sometimes I'm afraid that your love will run out for me and turn all of my greatest fears into reality. But that's the thing about gravity. It never gives a pull in me, and anywhere I choose to run, I'll always feel your love. I just, that is such a great way to describe how God loves us and is ever present. You know, in life, there's times when we bring our goals of what we want from God, and that's not the goal at all, you know?
Right.
And I think that's just a beautiful analogy, gravity and God. And I so appreciate that in that song.
Yeah, this song was born after the terrorist attacks in Paris a couple of years ago. And I just had such a heavy heart. And I think the whole world was kind of solemn in this time. And I wanted to write a song that just spread the love of God. I don't know, the idea of gravity being a never-ending force that is always pulling on us and keeping us grounded and pulling us back really resonated with me. And so that's how this song was born.
I love it. Gravity right now on FM 90.3 WJTL with Landry Cantrell. We'll be back with him in just a moment. FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Landry Cantrell off Projections, and the song is called Gravity. You can find out more at LandryCantrell.com. And we've been talking with Landry Cantrell about all that's going on in his life and world and his one-year marriage. And we're going to wrap up things with him now. We have one more song to play, and it's the latest from Landry Cantrell. It's called Deeper Love, and you can find that on Projections as well. Visit LandryCantrell.com. Well, Landry, Gravity, great tune. You have such a way with words. Did you have a way with words when you were a young kid?
You know, I've always been into writing. I didn't start writing songs until I was probably like 12 or 13. You won't hear them. They're gross, and I won't play them for anyone. But seriously, I cringe every time. My brother loves to play those songs for my friends and family without telling me. Anyways, I started writing songs later, but just as a young kid, I was always writing plays and stories. You know how at school you have like journal time where you write and stuff? I would use that as an opportunity to write like an ongoing story about this group of friends. So my journal is like a book, essentially.
Wow.
You read all the entries, they all connected. So I've always loved writing and crafting my words.
You were a teacher's pet, weren't you?
You know what? I don't really know. I know that I think I was a brat, to be honest with you. I think I was. But like the teachers liked me, but I think I knew that too much. You know,
Yeah.
Thank God for growth, hon.
And
hallelujah. Maturity.
So true. It's so true. Before we jump into some deeper love, I do want to talk about how these lyrics are bouncing off some of the folks that you're meeting on tour.
Oh, yeah.
And right before we get into that, you're listening to FM 90.3 WJTL, Lancaster, York, Harrisburg. We're on live with LandryCantrell.com at Landry Cantrell. He's been out on the road. And tell me, Landry, how has this been connecting with people face to face and seeing these lyrics translate?
It's just been such a cool, surreal thing for me to experience. One of the cooler moments on this tour so far actually came a couple nights ago. We had a large deaf community show up to one of the concerts, which is pretty strange. I'm not super familiar with the deaf community, so I wouldn't think they would be really interested in coming to a concert, but they like to feel the vibrations from the bass and the bass drum. They had an interpreter there. The church asked me to send my lyrics beforehand so that they could prepare and they could sign along with the songs.
Nice.
And it was the coolest thing because in this particular case, the lyric was the only thing that they were really able to grasp onto. And kid you not, every single one of those people bought an album after the show. And that was just the coolest thing for me to experience, to get to interact and talk to them because they weren't listening to the catchy melodies and all of that. They were really focused and honed in on the lyric. And as a writer, that meant a lot to me.
That's powerful.
Yeah. That was just a really, really cool thing for me. Just the music affecting someone in that capacity, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You're out on a church tour right now, and so you're getting to see many different faces.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been centered around mostly youth services, youth groups, and that kind of thing. And that's been awesome to connect with the young people like that.
Well, Landry Cantrell also had the great privilege of connecting with people with a song called Collide. And you can find this on YouTube. It's from God's Not Dead, A Light in the Darkness soundtrack. Landry, how did you plug into that?
Yeah, so it's kind of a simple connection, I guess. Lance from the label, he is really connected to PureFlix, the production company that released God's Not Dead. And he said that they were looking for a handful of original music, and he thought that I should try to write one and submit it and see if they liked it. And so really, I wrote a song with my sister-in-law. She came over, and we just kind of sat her on the piano. And we kind of knew the concept of the movie. We knew the plot, and we kind of just tried to write the lyric tailored, made for that. And they loved it, and they put it on the soundtrack, and so the rest is history.
The rest is history. That's fantastic. Again, find Collide on YouTube from Landry Cantrell. We wanted to talk, too, about Matthew Parker.
Yeah, so Matthew has an album coming out at the end of the month. I'm probably going to butcher the release date, but I think it's the 26th. Our mutual connection at the label sent me a message and was like, hey, Matthew's trying to finish up his record. Why don't you see if you can get on that record? And so it's kind of funny for me because I don't know Matthew super well. Mm-hmm. We've chatted a couple times, but I thought, why not? Like, why not just ask? So I sent him a message and asked if there was, you know, any way we could collaborate for the record. And he's like, bro, like, I would love to, but I think the record's pretty much done. However, I do have a track that I don't have any lyric or melody written to. If you want to try your hand at, like, writing a song to it, I would like to include this track on the album. That would be super cool. So he sent it to me, I think on a Friday. I wrote the song on a Saturday. I sent it back, and I think it was like included with the album Monday, something bizarre like that. It just happened to work. Like the song came to me, he liked the song, and now it's on the record.
Wow. That deadline would make me freeze, but it just, you were able to meet it and exceed it, it sounds like.
Snuck it in right in the last. I don't always perform well under pressure like that, so it was kind of bizarre that it worked out.
Amen. That's a God thing, right? We're weak, he's strong.
Absolutely. 100%.
That's good.
But yeah, the song is called Lucid, and it's just kind of a play on the idea. You've heard of the lucid dreaming, right?
Yeah.
Lucid dreaming is when you dream, but you are aware that you're dreaming and you're in control. And so the concept of the song is that our dreams remain lucid even when we're wide awake. Talking about our goals, our hopes and dreams, so like we're kind of still reaching and they're clear to us even when we're not asleep.
So that's going to be on the Matthew Parker CD. I was trying to find the release date for you, and all I found out is that his birthday and mine are the same, so that's fantastic.
That's awesome.
We're talking with Landry Cantrell, and it's been such a gift to be able to spend this time with you. Thank you for giving your time to us. And we love Deeper Love spinning in the mix here on WJTL as one of our hot songs here. We'll continue to connect with you in the future, Landry.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to go into Deeper Love right now on WJTL. Make sure you check these lyrics. And then following that, we'll do a little God's Not Dead, Like a Lion, featuring Kevin Max. That's coming up here on FM 90.3 WJTL. You walked in to the WJTL request show with Nick at Night. Get those requests ready. And we'll have your show coming up between 8 and 10 on FM 90.3 WJTL. Here's Landry Cantrell!
Yay! Like waves you took over on.